In his veto statement, Brownback said he's opposed to expanding Medicaid to able-bodied Kansans before the state helps people with disabilities who remain on waiting lists. He also expressed concerns about the possible cost of Medicaid expansion, and he blasted the legislation for not blocking funding to Planned Parenthood. The governor's veto drew a quick response from lawmakers, including Democratic Representative Jim Ward.
He created false choices between pitting poor working people against disabled. He put a red herring in there about abortion. When he talks about the cost benefit, he never addressed any of the benefits.
Supporters of Medicaid expansion say it could provide health care to more than 150,000 low-income Kansans and boost struggling hospitals. I'm Stephen Caranda at the Kansas State House.